This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Volunteers unloaded thousands of books from tractor trailers this week, leading up to the largest charity book fair in the Midwest. Stuart McMillan spoke with volunteer Peggy Kornfein about the Greater St. Louis Book Fair, now in its 75 years after it started on Thursday and ends tomorrow.
Well, when people come in here and they're looking for a book, do they find you and they talk to people here, or most people just kind of like keep to themselves? They have their lists, or who's the customer?
A wide variety of customers. Some people come with a mission. They want art books, so they'll go to art books. So they want romance books, so they'll go directly to the romance section. There are always volunteers around to help you find a section that you might be interested in. We also get dealers, but you can bring anything to put your books in. You can bring strollers, you can bring wagons, you can bring suitcases, whatever you would like. But we do have a limited number of shopping carts.
Any other rules we need to know about?
You can't sit under the tables.
Okay, kids. No getting under the tables. I have three. I'll have to tell them the rules. Don't get under the tables.
They can't sit under the tables. You can only have one shopping cart at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And we ask...
Because there are people that will grab two or three and probably get a piece of rope and connect them all together.
That is not allowed. If you use... Some people like to scan their books. Mm-hmm. Scan the books.
Use a scanner.
You can use a scanner, but we just ask that you put the books that you do not want back on the tables.
I once was walking up a flight of steps and I had to sneeze. I was carrying a heavy box of books and I turned my neck at the same time and sneezed and threw out my back, and I couldn't even get up the steps. How do you all stay in shape to carry around books? This is not an easy task.
Oh, by Sunday we're all really tired and a lot shorter.
The constant bending over for books. I just get a neck crank, a little creak in my neck when I'm looking at the books, but I can't imagine putting them out all day long. It's a lot of work.
Well, it is a lot of work. We have wonderful volunteers who volunteer for setup as well as during the fair. And without them, this would not work as smoothly.
This is like, I'm kind of an addict of books. I was literally standing here. I'm getting distracted by looking through the rows already. I'm already looking through the. As I'm trying to talk, I'm like, wait. She's talking to me. I need to pay attention to what we're talking about.
I know, and it's really funny. Right now, do you want to look at a book?
Yeah.
A lot of our volunteers will find things that they want to buy.
Sure.
So.
And then you have to yell at them every once in a while. Debbie, get back to work, my country.
No. we don't have to.
You don't yell at them? You don't yell at them? Okay.
They're very task-oriented.
Even when they're standing there? Well, I've moved a couple times in my life, and I have a lot of books. And just moving books, I think I counted like 40 boxes of books just for my own little library, right? How many boxes do you think you're carrying in and out of here at any point?
I haven't a clue.
Hundreds?
Hundreds, yes.
Millions?
We used to say that we had a million items at the fair. If you counted ephemera and the sheet music and records and the CDs and the DVDs, and we're probably pretty close to that.
We have
hundreds of thousands of items.
Oh, man. Biggest sellers at the book fair?
Fiction, romance.
Gotta have the romance. Everybody likes love.
Gotta have the romance. And records.
Records. Is that new? Kind of like it's coming back?
It's coming back. And I don't know this year how many records we have, how much vinyl we have.
Yeah.
But we do get vinyl records.
And that's a big seller now. People are coming out of the woodwork to
get
that stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They want the authentic experience of music.
People say that the sound quality is better on a record.
I think there's something warm to it, you know, that's a nice warm feeling. And the fact that you feel like you're doing something to get it done.
Yeah. That and I love the cover art.
Yeah.
That's something that people in their 20s and 30s missed, and even 40s missed.
For sure.
My generation, the cover was really important, and the cover art was really important.
I pick books based on covers sometimes, just because it looks cool. Sometimes it doesn't work out, sometimes it does.
Oh, I know.
The Greater St. Louis Book Fair is at the Greensfelder Recreation Center or Complex in Queenie Park. Sunday is half price day. Admission is free.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.